Iraq's prime minister vows to protect Christians. Believers in the U.S. continue to assess the needs in fire-ravaged California. And a catalog helps missions causes around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraq's prime minister pledged Saturday to protect and support the Christian minority that's been fleeing the chaos and sectarian violence in the country. Open Doors USA's Jerry Dykstra says,
this is a very long overdue sign that they want to stop the outflow of Iraqi Christians. We'll just have to see if this is followed through, and we pray that it will be.
It's believed there are only about 400,000 Christians that remain in Iraq. Dykstra's hoping this pledge will help stem the tide of Christians leaving. He says it's important for them to remain.
Christians need to have a voice in not only the emerging government, but for ministry to go on, we need the Christians to stay there.
A pastor in Iraq says the church is growing. Dykstra reads from his letter.
Many in our church now are new believers, and in the past 4 months, we have baptized 6 people. He also mentions that the terrorist came into his office and thought he was going to be killed, but the man asked me, how can I get peace?
Financial support is needed for literature, which is in high demand. Elsewhere, residents of fire-ravaged areas in Southern California are returning to their homes. Preliminary estimates put the financial toll well above $1 billion, but officials think the figure will likely be higher. World Hope International is assessing the situation as they mobilize a disaster response. Their program manager for disaster relief is in contact with other relief agencies to address safety in areas of greatest need. Pray that the volunteers will be the hands and feet of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. A series of religiously motivated attacks in Hyderabad, India earlier this year led police to urge all religious organizations to take extra security precautions. Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says that's especially true in areas where Hindu nationalism is strong.
There are certain laws about converting people, anti-conversion laws, and there again, your pastor finds himself when someone wants to talk to him whether or not this is a real interested person in the gospel or someone trying to see what kind of accusation they can bring against the pastor for trying to convert them.
GMI's team works in church planning and evangelism. They've struggled with discrimination, aside from security issues, in addition to...
One of the biggest challenges we're facing right now is that the rupee has gotten very strong compared to the American dollar. So we're facing 15-20% differentiation now in what they got out of the dollars. And that is causing a very, very big hardship right now with our work in India.
Meanwhile, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has an encouraging report on a man named Ramtubai in rural India. An evangelist prayed over Ramtubai's daughter, who was deathly ill. When she was healed, he and his family gave their lives to Christ. He's now enrolled in Mission India's church planter training program and has since led 17 others to Christ. Pray for Ramtubai as he completes his training and shares the hope of Christ with others. And the partnership of the Great Co-Mission Catalog is helping Christians on the mission field. By meeting a physical need, it often opens doors for missionaries to share the hope of Christ. World Gospel Mission's Christy Crisp says she's working on raising funds for winter clothes for an orphan ministry in Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan has some pretty harsh winters, and so this helps provide funding for the orphanage to make sure that those kids don't have to face a winter in the cold. So far, we have raised enough money for 8 students, and our project goal is to raise funds for at least 9 more.
The idea behind these projects is ownership. The participant picks a project, sets a goal, and begins to get the word out, says Crisp.
It's a real easy process. You build your own website to promote this project, and you know, I'm doing everything from word of mouth to sharing it on Facebook to sharing it on my personal blog. Just ways to get it out to people in my sphere of influence.
Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.